Today on the Just Read podcast, we're looking at another New Testament passage, Acts chapter 7, verses 17 through 22. Acts 7 records the words of an early Christian named Stephen. In the course of this sermon, Stephen retells the history of God's people. Of course, this story can't be told without mentioning Moses. Let's read Acts chapter 7, verses 17 through 22. But as the time of the promise was approaching which God had assured to Abraham, the people increased and multiplied in Egypt, until there arose another king over Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph. It was he who took shrewd advantage of our race and mistreated our fathers so that they would expose their infants and they would not survive. It was at this time that Moses was born, and he was lovely in the sight of God, and he was nurtured 3 months in his father's home. And after he had been set outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and nurtured him as her own son. Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deeds. That was Acts chapter 7, verses 17 through 22. Stephen includes some fascinating details about the story of Moses. First, Stephen attributes Moses' salvation to God's watchfulness. Second, Moses was well-educated by virtue of his position in Egypt. Finally, due to Moses' education, he was powerful in words and deeds. Thank you for reading with me.